With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR. We call them our solution center, and you can find them and so many of the tips that they make available on their website at tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. We've got a jam-packed lineup of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show, and you could call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Once again, jam-packed lineup of guests, and at the end of the show, I've got some customer service tips for all of you small business owners out there. You don't want to miss a minute of it. Chicago, don't touch that dial. So first up on the program, I want to talk to you about a subject that we have discussed a great deal here on Get Down to Business, and that is about, I guess, as a general discussion about Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. We have heard the term knocked around quite a bit about the exchange, and one of the companies or organizations, rather, that has been mentioned is Land of Lincoln Health. You may have seen some things in the news about this organization. But here to demystify that news and talk a little bit about what's really been going on, and more importantly, solutions, I've got Zach A. from Tandem HR joining me here in studio. Zach, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Land of Lincoln, we've heard about some, I guess, rather disturbing news in the media. No surprise to many of us that have been following this. There were a number of similar organizations set up around the country, and most of them have been failing, haven't they?
Yeah, there were 23 co-ops or consumer-operated oriented plans set up across the country under the Affordable Care Act, and unfortunately, there's only 7 still remaining today.
Wow. So why was it encouraged? Why did they even think that it had a chance at success?
Well, what they wanted to do was really expand the market, and they were looking for other alternative options for consumers. The big five health insurers that we're all used to have national presence. They wanted to increase, bring in something new, see if they could get more people insured was obviously the goal. But bringing in Land of Lincoln Health as a consumer-operated and oriented plan allowed to increase competition in the market.
So a lot of very altruistic goals of Land of Lincoln. I know they had a board of directors. I know we were just chatting before about some fantastic people that were involved in the organization, and they gave it a good go. Why did it fail? I have to assume a lot of that was financial reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. There were a number of things that kind of worked in sequence against them. One of them was a lack of kind of government-funded subsidies. The risk adjustment program, risk corridor program, these are things that were built in place with the actual program to allow them to get government-subsidized money. And that money did not come in, actually. CMS announced only 12% of what was supposed to be paid out was paid out as of October of last year. Definitely another contributing factor to this is the premiums were initially set too low. We think they were underpriced in the market. Coming in with a group of previously uninsured individuals, it's extremely difficult to actually gauge the level of risk. And unfortunately, that did lead to adverse selection.
Well, we're chatting with Zach from Tandem HR, and you guys are, as I always refer to Tandem, the Solution Center. And certainly you have been a resource to small businesses looking for solutions. And again, Land of Lincoln, great people involved, and they gave it a good go. They set the premiums, as you said, too low initially. They had great intentions in mind. And small businesses, I know they tried to brand themselves, and I know I've had many conversations in my capacity in the small business community of trying to do some outreach and trying to get small businesses to select them as opposed to going to one of the big insurance companies out there, and they really prided themselves on the relationships. So now they're out of business. What's going on now? How is the state dealing with this? And more importantly, what about the people that were insured and the companies that chose to go with Land of Lincoln Health?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's what it comes down to, is what coverage options do our individuals have, do our small businesses have? Unfortunately, last week, the Illinois Department of Insurance did announce that they would take over Land of Lincoln and liquidate them. So they're going to leave roughly 49 to 50,000 people uninsured or in search of other options, which is, as we know, kind of the opposite of the original intention here. Land of Lincoln lost about $90 million last year and another $17 to $18 million this year, year to date. So what they're doing is saying that by the end of the year, those small business owners will be losing their coverage. They need to seek out other alternative options. The individuals will be losing health insurance on October 1st.
So let's talk, let's take this piece by piece. Let's talk about the small businesses, the companies that chose to have their plans with Land of Lincoln Health to have their employees covered by Land of Lincoln Health. We're talking about people over here, and obviously we're going to get to that in the conversation. But what can small businesses do, the ones that were working with a broker at Land of Lincoln? What options do they have?
Absolutely. There's a couple options for small businesses today. Whether or not your renewal date is coming up, we do know now that you're going to be losing coverage under Land of Lincoln by the end of 2016. So if you're working with a broker and you're happy with your broker relationship, be sure that your broker is marketing your plan. Make sure that they're going out to that market and making sure that they're looking at all options and leaving no stone unturned. Whether that be with one of the big five or maybe even a carve-out smaller network, make sure you're looking at all the options. I do know in my conversations, I was talking to a small business about 3 months ago, and they told me that when they moved to Land of Lincoln from their past carrier, they saved 42%. Now, that is a little bit of a red flag right there. So we know that, be prepared, set your expectations.
You said that they lost $90
million,
right?
No, you got it.
Well, I sort of understand why.
Exactly. So keep reasonable expectations. If your group is under 50 employees and you're going to be going out to market with your broker, make sure you set your expectations that your plans that are going to come in here are not going to be priced where your Land of Lincoln premiums were. They were underpriced for a reason, and to your point, Shalom, there's a reason they lost so much money.
So I know our next guest is actually one of the businesses that actually was working with Land of Lincoln. So perhaps we'll touch on that briefly. But what other solutions are out there if somebody's perhaps not currently working with a broker?
Absolutely. Explore a partnership with a professional employer organization, or PEO, such as Tandem HR. PEOs can provide low-cost alternatives, pool health insurance programs that can leverage economies of scale and increase buying power. One of the major struggles that we see small businesses working with is simply they don't have the buying power. 10, 15, 25, 50 employees, they could come into a pooled health insurance arrangement like the one with Tandem and really increase that buying power to that of maybe 2,000 employees.
And I think, frankly, that's why many of the small businesses that did choose to go with Land of Lincoln is they felt that they actually had a partner in the in their small business. They felt that they weren't working with a big organization. They felt that they were working with somebody that can relate to them. And again, while well-intentioned, as you mentioned, only seven of these sort of co-ops that were created are now still in existence. And frankly, I'm not surprised. Again, as you said, they didn't get the government subsidies. I know that they weren't hitting all of the goals and all of the expectations that they were setting out for. So tell us a little bit more about the PEO, the professional employer organization model, and why Tandem, for example, is a good fit.
Yeah, absolutely. So PEOs can really reduce costs, liability, and wasted time on the back end. What we're looking to do is help manage all of your business's non-revenue generating costs. So things like payroll, benefits, administration, work comp, HRIS, compliance, HR, all the necessary functions of a business, but those that are not revenue generating. So as small business owners, we know that the majority of our customers want to focus on growing their business or running their business, or maybe it's sales, maybe it's operations. But typically the administrative functions behind the scenes are what are bogging them down from a timing perspective, time management, and from really, really expensive.
Well, Zach, I know we had the opportunity to talk a little bit about Land of Lincoln and the. I appreciate the education. I know a lot of people are hearing the news and not sure what's next, particularly if you own a small business. But if you're insured as well, a lot of questions, and hopefully some of those questions were answered here today. But hopefully we'll have the opportunity to continue the conversation. At this point, we are running out of time, and we appreciate the knowledge and the information that Tandem HR always shares. I know our listeners hopefully are very familiar with the website, tandemhr.com. But if people have questions, how can they reach you to talk about it?
Yeah, absolutely. They can give me a call directly. I'm at 630-371-6260.
That's great. 630-371-6260. And again, a lot of information I know available at tandemhr.com. Tandem is a good solution. The key is, again, make sure you're talking to somebody knowledgeable in the field, somebody that can that is helping your business, because this is coming at the end of 2016. There's no delaying. Zach, we appreciate the knowledge, the information. After the break, we're going to be talking profiling a fantastic business owner, somebody actually that was with Land of Lincoln Health, and we're going to talk a little bit about litigation. Maybe we'll learn a few legal tidbits and nuggets of information. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Lots more for you after this short break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Inbound on the Stevenson, it's pretty solid. 355 to Lakeshore Drive takes 42 minutes. From the Tri-State's 32, the outbound lanes from Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State 27 to 355 takes 37 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, heavy between 35th and the Circle, it's 31 minutes 95th to downtown. Express lane solid inbound between 47th and the Stevenson. The outbound lanes takes about 19. Lakeshore Drive southbound heavy between Michigan and Chicago, also between Soldier Field and the Stevenson. Northbound lane solid between 18th and Jackson, and also between Grand and Chicago. Finally, the Jane Addams eastbound solid between the Tri-State and the Kennedy. Westbound lanes heavy between Elmhurst and Route 53. Looking at temperatures tonight, 71 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 85 and sunny. Currently, it's 90 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
You wake up in the morning, and you want to know what's going on and what happened while you were asleep. You could grab your smartphone and wade through endless cat videos. Or you could listen to that other radio station, you know, that's talking about last night's ball game.
Winning records for starting pitchers matter anymore.
Or you could turn on Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson and get up to speed fast with the latest news, traffic, and weather on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Attention market watchers, until recently the market hadn't seen back-to-back days of 500-point losses since November of 2008. What if you had no market exposure? What if you didn't have to worry about the markets? How would you sleep? Leave the volatility behind. Hi, this is Jack Tabota. Our proprietary income strategies provide reliable, inflation-protected income, guaranteed for life, with no market exposure. Call me at 630-777-7955. That's 630-777-7955. You've worked hard to build your wealth. I work hard to protect it. 630-777-7955.
Insurance products may be presented and guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the insurance company represented. Securities offered through ProEquities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Harvest Investment Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Tabota & Associates and Harvest Investment Services, LLC, are independent of ProEquities, Inc.
Back on the show, all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, joins here in studio by Angelo Spiratis, an attorney and, frankly, an expert. I understand you do a lot of lecturing on the subject of litigation, and certainly that's a subject that most of us small business owners don't want to become too knowledgeable in, but sadly, we are not immune, Angelo, are we?
No, you're not. That's something that really prevents a business owner from focusing on their core business. And it's a distraction, and frankly, it could be pretty expensive.
Well, we appreciate you coming on Get Down to Business to talk to us about it. Angela, so you have, as I understand, two offices, Chicago and DuPage. How did you get started?
So I've been an attorney for about 25 years, and I was part of a different firm for a period of time. And about the 1st of January of this year, myself and my partner, Kimberly Davis, spun off, and there's 11 lawyers at my firm, and we represent individuals and businesses in all kinds of litigation matters.
It sounds like it. So your offices are, I know you represent all sorts of different clients. Tell us about your specific focus. I know we all know attorneys. We know attorneys that help with divorce cases. We know attorneys that deal with various legal entities. You're the you spend a lot of time in court, don't you? Tell us a little bit about some of the cases that you deal with and how they're relevant to small businesses.
Sure. Small businesses, typically their experience with attorneys have been with maybe attorneys that help them with contracts, with setting up a business. But our business is primarily litigation, which I know a lot of people hear about that, and I'm not sure if everybody knows what it is, but whenever you get involved in a proceeding in front of a court or an administrative agency or somewhere that requires somebody to advocate for you, to apply the law and to advocate a position for you so that some other group, whether it's a jury or a judge, make a decision about a dispute that people have.
So many business owners are very, very smart. They're very, very smart, and they manage to do a lot of things on their own. You go on, you turn on the TV, and you see these very, very nicely produced advertisements for websites that start with an L, and the second word in the domain is Zoom. And people believe that, hey, I can handle this myself. I'll save a few bucks. I'm facing a challenge, a legal challenge in the business, but I can save money by doing it. What would you respond to them?
Well, there's an analogy that I like to use to some of my clients. The problem becomes that as smart as we may be, as business owners, we don't always know the hazards and roadblocks and hurdles of litigation. So it would be as though if you identify a problem that you have, you really, and it's going to lead to litigation, you really need to kind of focus or get an expert to help you with that. An analogy that I use is, God forbid you have a bump on your arm. You don't just go to a doctor and say, Doc, I need you to remove that lump for me, and when can we schedule the surgery? It's kind of like that. You know, the problem with, I'm sure very well-meaning like LegalZoom, is that you probably don't have the expertise to understand what direction you should be going, what the risks are, the advantages. And I think getting some counsel from somebody who specializes in litigation, like myself or my partner and other attorneys in my firm, and at the beginning, it's not really that expensive. Most lawyers will probably do that for you for free to see if you really need additional representation.
So let's talk about that discussion process, because I think that's something that a lot of small business owners don't appreciate. Everybody's rushing. Everybody's moving so quickly, and when you're faced with a challenge, whether it's from a former employee, somebody in your office, maybe it's a client, a customer issue, people are rushing. They want it resolved. They want it resolved now. What process do you recommend when somebody's faced with a legal issue, or perhaps somebody needs to pursue a legal issue, how do they start, and what should that process look like as they follow that?
Well, hopefully that individual might have a contact or an attorney that they're working with that they've worked with in the past. That probably should be your first step. And then talk to that attorney and see whether that attorney could either make a referral to somebody that they know. Most of those attorneys, we kind of have networks of other attorneys that we work with. We, we have people that we refer cases to that don't involve litigation. And likewise, that becomes a reciprocal relationship. And it's important because, you know, everybody might recall how there used to be a time of a general practitioner, kind of a jack of all trade, used to do everything for everyone. Well, that's really changed in today's legal environment. Even though Illinois doesn't recognize quote unquote specialties, lawyers primarily throughout the state have chosen, certainly in the Chicago metropolitan area and in some of the more populated area, they've chosen to focus on something a very specific practice.
So no such thing as a jack of all trades, master of none?
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, there's still, you know, you can probably go to a small town where that happens, where things don't get too complicated. Not to belittle that practice. It was a great practice, but times are changing. Technology is moving very, very fast. Legal issues are moving very fast. It's just not what it used to be, and it's probably good. And we're probably also consulting with each other as lawyers. We're mm-hmm. talking to other lawyers. And
well, let's talk about that, because not every single case, in fact, I'm curious to hear your perspective on the statistics, not every case ends up in front of a jury with a settlement, or rather not necessarily as a jury deciding the case. Often because of attorneys knowing how to speak to each other, things can perhaps settle ahead of time?
Yeah, that's I don't have scientific information, but I would estimate it over my 25 years experience that 98% of cases will probably resolve without giving the decision to either a jury or to a court to decide for you. And that's really done because the litigants kind of want it to resolve that way.
So I'm curious about that. Angelo, you've been in practice for quite a while. You've been practicing law, and now obviously your firm, you and your partner, you have a great deal of experience. While you may be very comfortable in court, most small business owners are not. People don't want to end up in a courtroom in front of a judge. It's a terrifying process, quite a stressful process. I don't think you get stressed out quite in the same way that other small business owners might, because this is what you do. I get stressed out if somebody asks me to trim a hair on their face. I'm not a barber. That's why people go to you. Explain, I guess, why, again, why a small business owner, again, need to use somebody like yourself that's knowledgeable and experienced in the ways of the court?
Sure. So I think you hit on something, Shalom, involving the stress associated to a small business owner, an individual that might be involved in litigation. It really is a stressful, emotional process. And what a litigation attorney can do for you is bring to the table not only a calmness, but maybe a rational, an unemotional, let's say, direction or decision. That can't really be underestimated. There are a lot of cases that I've handled over the course of my career that have been perpetuated by the emotions on each side. And I think a good attorney, a good counselor, a good litigator is probably going to try at the right time to say, maybe we can look at this a little bit more objectively.
And as you emphasized earlier, attorneys speak to each other. You speak the same language. And often by working with an attorney, you stand a better chance of, again, the non-emotional response, where there can actually be a conversation that likely will result in a huge cost savings, certainly a stress savings as well. I'm not sure if that's actually a term, but no doubt it can be helpful. So I want to sort of shift gears for a moment and talk about what tips you have for a small business owner that might be facing this challenge. What is the first thing that they should do if somebody is faced with the potential for litigation?
You should get advice early. It's the most important thing I can say is please talk to your attorney, get a referral to a litigation attorney, and have that discussion. I can't count the number of times people have sat in my office and had they come to me a year ago earlier or a month earlier or tried not to do it themselves, we really could have saved them a lot of time and a lot of money.
Start that conversation early. Find an experienced attorney like yourself. Angelo Spratus, we appreciate your time. Great advice and great clarification on a field that I think people just think, I guess people are scared. People are scared of the subject. And I think you clarified a lot of that process. Hopefully our listeners don't need to talk to you anytime too soon. But if they do, Angelo, how can they reach you?
Well, they can call me if they'd like at 630-434-0286. That rings right on my desk. Or they could check our website, which is www.spydavlaw.com.
Fantastic. Thank you. We appreciate your time here in studio. Be sure to check back in with you and hopefully pick up some more tips, advice, and information. That's what we do here on Get Down to Business. Lots more tips, advice, and information for all you small business owners coming up right after this break. Don't touch that dial.
When news breaks.
The attacker's name was Micah Johnson. He was 25
years
old.
A long way along this boardwalk, there are bodies littering the streets.
This is the place you've come to hear about.
Rumors all day yesterday had swirled that it would in fact be Mike Pence.
This is also the place you come to talk about it.
Today is a very sad day in America.
News, opinion, insight.
I gotta tell you, we're furious.
AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz out as DNC chair. Vice Chair Donna Brazile will step in during the convention. It kicks off tomorrow in Philadelphia. This after WikiLeaks posted emails by party officials criticizing Bernie Sanders. Republican Party Chair Reince Priebus saying in Philadelphia,
when you rig a system and you spread emails around with each other and senior staff in that manner, I think this kind of outcome is inevitable, and there was no way out.
Hillary Clinton's chief campaign strategist, Joe Bensimone, says experts determined the system was hacked by Russian intelligence.
The DNC will conduct a full review of all these emails that were being apparently selectively leaked by these actors acting in concert with Russia.
Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Northbound Lakeshore Drive, pretty solid between the Stevenson and Roosevelt. Southbound lanes heavy between Michigan and Chicago and also between Soldier Field and the Stevenson Expressway. On the inbound Dan Ryan, it's heavy between the Stevenson and the Circle. 25 minutes, 95th to downtown. Express lanes heading inbound are solid between 47th and the Stevenson. And the outbound Dan Ryan's about 16 minutes from downtown to 95th. On the Stevenson, heading inbound, solid delays. 355 to Lakeshore Drive takes 42. From the Tri-State is 32. Finally, on the Jane Addams heading eastbound, it's solid between the Tri-State and the Kennedy. Also on the inbound Kennedy, from O'Hare to downtown takes 28. From the Junction, 11 express lanes are pretty good. Tonight, 71 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 85 and sunny. Currently, it's 90 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
It seems that Washington can't agree on anything these days except maybe one thing, small business. It seems that everybody in Washington loves small business, or at least they pretend that they do. If you watch the news, you listen to the ads, you hear candidates on both sides of the aisle vow to help small businesses grow, create jobs. Of course, some of that is just election year baloney, but it raises a good question. Why do politicians want voters to know that they're fighting for small business? Politicians love small business because small businesses matter. It's important, it's trusted, and it's going to make a big difference in this year's election. It isn't a stretch to say that small business is the engine that drives our economy. The federal government defines small business as one with fewer than 500 employees. By that measure, small business accounts for 99.7% of all U.S. employers. And employs 49.6% of the private sector workforce. While ordinary people think of small business, 500 employees may seem big, but even if you look at just the smallest employers, those with fewer than 20 workers, it seems that small business, and you'll understand that small business, is a powerful force. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration, these businesses account for 89.3% of all employer firms. The bottom line is that small businesses have a big voice in what happens in the economy, and voters know it. Gallup did a survey a few months ago asking who people trust when it comes to coming up with ideas for creating jobs. The number one answer, small business, before governors, academics, members of Congress, or even the president. The other reason politicians like small business is because small businesses vote. A survey by the National Federation of Independent Businesses before the last presidential election found that small business owners account for about 11% of registered voters. That's about the same as union members. When you include those who work for small businesses, the small voting bloc swells to nearly one-third of the electorate. Small business voters support the candidates who support small business, the candidate who understands risk and free enterprise, and who will run government with the prudence of a small business owner. And small business owners and small businesses support the candidates who believe in sensible regulations and less bureaucracy and lower taxes. Small business supports the candidates who will spend taxpayer money wisely. Small business owners have to stick to a budget, and they believe that government should too. Right now, small business is hurting. Right now, what I see is that the single most important problem facing small businesses right now are weak sales, followed by high taxes and government rules and regulations. Uncertainty over the outcome of this year's elections doesn't help. As we approach Election Day, we hope that small business owners will talk to friends, employees, about where candidates stand on important business issues and focus on what these politicians have done and will do to help create jobs. We are America's job creators, after all. If we're going to fix this economy, we're going to need to elect candidates who will do big things for small businesses by passing meaningful tax reform and enacting sensible regulations. Candidates who won't punish success or put up roadblocks to growth. There's a lot of great resources out there, and certainly my comments here tonight are not intended as a political statement. In fact, I'll be so bold as to say that just because a candidate goes by the title of business owner and a major employer, that does not mean that they understand small business. That does not mean that they understand the challenges that small businesses face. In fact, let me take it to the next level. let me suggest that actually each of the two major presidential candidates in this election likely on their own do not understand, either of them do not understand the challenges faced by small business owners. That's why the education is so mission critical. That's why as small business owners, and we do make up a huge amount of the electorate, we need to get out there. We need to educate other politicians. This week is the Democratic National Convention. There are many of our elected officials that will be flying out to Philadelphia. Make sure they understand the challenges that we are facing so they can advocate for us on a national stage. But frankly, this boils down into local issues as well. In the State House, in Springfield, in local government, in our own little communities, we need to make sure that our politicians understand small business. Everybody wants to talk about how they support job creation. Make sure they understand. Republicans and Democrats alike need that education. They need that knowledge so they can help not just talk and say the right things and say they support small business, but so they can actually get out there and actually support small business. That's what we need. We talked earlier in the program with Zach from Tandem HR about Land of Lincoln Health and how it was intended to be a fantastic resource for small business. In fact, it was encouraged by state government. But sometimes the people that preach these things, they don't practice it. Many politicians don't know what small business owners go through day in and day out. And that's what we are here on Get Down to Business to discuss, to talk about, to really talk about what are the real issues. What a great conversation with Zach Gay from Tandem HR. Angelo Spiratos, an attorney who lives and breathes this and works with small business owners. After the break, we are going to be talking a little bit more about small business, but actually we're going to be talking about employment. I'm going to be joined by John Whitman of Midwestern Career College. That's coming up right after this short break. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. We are the show all about small business, not just the name. We talk all about small business every week. Don't touch that dial. Lots more for you coming up after the short break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bowden, lost with a look at the roadways. Solid delays on the Jane Addams eastbound between the Tri-State and the Kennedy. Once you get on the Kennedy heading inbound, it's heavy between the O'Hare Extension and Harlem. Also slows between Ogden and the Circle. O'Hare to downtown 28 from the Junction 11. Express lanes moving fine. On the outbound lanes, it's heavy between the Circle Interchange and Kimball. Also heavy between Lawrence and Cumberland. Downtown to the Junction 20 to O'Hare's 40. On the Stevenson, heading inbound 355 to Lakeshore Drive takes 46 from the Tri-State's 36. And that inbound Dan Ryan, heavy between the Stevenson and the Circle, it's 25 minutes 95th to downtown. Express lanes inbound are solid between 47 and the Stevenson. Looking at temperatures tonight, 71 degrees and partly cloudy. Tomorrow should be around 85 and sunny. Currently it's 90 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-400-0067. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-400-0067. That's 1-800-400-0067. 1-800-400-0067.
Back on Get Down to Business, we talked a lot about small business earlier in the program, but I want to talk a little bit about employment. I'm joined by John Whitman, Senior Marketing Director at Midwestern Career College. And John, MCC, Midwestern Career College, is sort of rethinking people's careers and helping people achieve success. John, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. Tell us a little bit about Midwestern Career College.
Well, helping to make a difference in people's lives through vocational training, especially in the healthcare field. The school has a variety of programs for people who, such as MRI technician, ultrasound technician. People come in looking for a career in healthcare. We're very successful in helping them achieve that goal. We've been around for years. And are very pleased to be helping people graduate and develop a career for themselves in healthcare.
That's great. And healthcare is a growing field and an area where there certainly is a need for people to fill the many open positions. But I know in many communities, obviously 4-year college is an option. But for many people that are trying to get to the next level, there are people need to hear about programs like Midwestern Career College. And I know you talk to many of the students at the college all the time. How is MCC helping them sort of reach their dreams and turn that into a reality? And how are you partnering with employers to do that as well?
You know, I've got a really great story of a woman we worked with who ended up going into the MRI technician program. She came in as a prospective student. I sat down with her, spoke with her, and she told me this great story. She had not graduated from high school. She had gotten her GED a couple years outside of high school. So she worked in at a McDonald's for a couple years. Then she decided that she wanted more. And then she went to an online college and got a medical billing and coding certificate and did work in that administrative healthcare field for a while. And then she decided she wanted more. And she's someone with making a decision that she wanted more. And, you know, I've referred to MCC as a school of second chances. And people come to the school looking for something that they haven't found in other schools or colleges they've been to, or maybe they haven't been, successful at a typical 4-year institution. But through vocational training at MCC, then they're able to find their place.
You got to feel really good about helping people reach their success all the time. And employers, I know, are eager and itching for the opportunity to have quality students, people that are passionate about what they do. And it sounds, John, that you're really helping bring people to the next level. So Midwestern Career College, obviously here in the Midwest, but tell us a little bit about the campuses and the programs that are offered at the college.
Well, we have about 10 different healthcare training programs. At the lowest level, there's CNA training, which is a 4-to-6-week program with an externship. And then we have medical assistant, surgical technologist, MRI technician, ultrasound technician, dialysis technician, just a variety of things across many health fields. So if you want to work in also a health and information technology degree, We have a new program with this electroneurodiagnostic technician, and that is the only form of its kind in the Chicago area for this material. And so we just have a, you know, very small to work in healthcare.
John, we're losing you on the connection. I know that the college has campuses downtown Chicago in a really cool building, the Lyric Opera Building, as well as campuses in Naperville and Blue Island. So lots of opportunities for students and prospective students to, as you said, the School of Second Chances, which is fantastic. People from all different neighborhoods can come out to the college and really advance their careers. And these are fields that are paying nicely. There are a lot of job opportunities, and the college works diligently at connecting students and employers and the School of Second Chances, Midwestern Career College. John, I'm not sure if we still have you, but I want to make sure we are able to share some contact information.
Yes. People interested in more information about programs can go to www.mccollege.edu. That's www.mccollege.edu. And our phone number is 312-236-9000. That's 312-236-9000. And we'd be happy to talk to you.
John Whitman of Midwestern Career College, we appreciate your time once again. 312-236-9000. And the website again is mccollege.edu. Campuses downtown Chicago, Naperville, and Blue Island. I know we had a little bit of a tough connection over there, but we appreciate your time on the program, and we'll certainly have you back on to talk perhaps a little bit more in depth about those fields. As you said, healthcare, growing field, and the college is offering training in a number of these areas where there are great job opportunities. Midwestern Career College, mccollege.edu. The School of Second Chances, great opportunities for students, employers that are looking for qualified students as well. Could download podcasts from Get Down to Business, including guests like John Whitman, Angela Spirados, and Zach Gay. On my website, shalomkline.com, I've got more tips and advice for you after this short break.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
If you've been putting off purchasing your first firearm or maybe adding to your collection, here's a great new offer from Schrenk Smoke and Gun. Through July only, purchase any store-owned firearm and receive two free boxes of range ammo. Such a deal. And the selection is great because Schrenk's carries the largest selection of new, used, and consignment firearms in Lake County, including pistols, rifles, shotguns, hard-to-find calibers, collectibles, and older functioning hunting rifles. Plus, Schrenk's has full gunsmith services, so plan ahead for hunting season. And if you love cigars, then check out Schrenk's humidors. Don't miss this July deal of two free boxes of range ammo when you purchase any store-owned firearm. Visit smokethenn.gun.org or call 847-662-4034. Schrenk's Smoke and Gun in Waukegan, your family-owned gun store since 1964. That's 847-662-4034 or online at smokethenn.gun.org.
Now it's time for a business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. I've got a question for all of you. Is the expectation about yours or theirs? Customer service often finds its way into conversations that I have with friends and family and colleagues, and whether it's fabulous, good, or even deplorable, it's something we all notice and we freely share our experiences with others. Good service means doing what the customer expects. And while this sounds simple, it isn't. Why? Because we often act based on our own expectations, not our customers. In fact, a lot of the time we aren't even aware what our customer is expecting. Yikes! The term expectation comes from Middle French and Latin, that's what I'm told anyway, and originally meant anticipation. As customers, we create in our mind's eye a preview of what we'll experience with a graphic designer, a real estate agent, a restaurant, a hotel. And when the actual experience falls short of our preview, well, we know how we feel. A recent example, a few weeks ago, I had to place an order for a cake. I personally don't eat a lot of cake these days. But as I searched for a bakery online, a very specific cake caught my eye. For years, I've looked lovingly and knowingly at that cake in some magazines that I've seen, but I've never had the courage to create one. With that photo of that delicious cake in view, I called the bakery. Young man answered the phone. It could be that I interrupted him, although I didn't hear other voices nearby. It could be that since the bakery is also a cafe, it was very busy. I didn't hear that background noise either. What I did hear very clearly was a lack of interest in the call. As I asked questions, it was very, very clear that he had more important things to do other than talk to me. While, you know, I can't blame him because I'm sure he had other responsibilities that he was working on, I have to say that experience was completely contrary to my expectations. As a customer ordering something, I consider it to be one of the life's greatest treasures, cake. I was expecting friendly, happy, interested. I get a smile when I think of cake, and I was hoping that the people on the other side of the phone would have that same smile on their face as well. Evidently, that was not the case. I work very hard for my money. I know all of you listeners do the same. And when you want to spend money on a cake or a service, you're expecting great service on the other side of the phone or in person. Back to the cake, it didn't disappoint. It was absolutely fantastic, but the experience of buying it had an impact. Next time I want to order a cake, I'll likely call a different bakery first, and I'll look for the experience that I'm anticipating. If I find it, the cake is likely going to be equally as delicious. So my question to you is, do you know your client's expectations? If you aren't sure, ask. For example, what are the three key skills you want your staff to own by the end of the workshop? What type of updates would you like to receive when your property's on the market? Are you looking for a sweet and light chocolate cake or one that has a deeper, rich flavor? Creating this clarity allows us to not only deliver what's expected, but to exceed those expectations. The result, referrals and repeat business will likely come our way. So this is a tip and a skill that everybody can put into practice, whether you have a retail business and you have people walking in your door every single day, or like many of us, we're taking phone calls all the time. It's hard. Trust me, I need to work on this all the time. We're all busy. We all take phone calls. We all have many things tugging at our responsibilities. At the same time, you want to make each and every phone call, each and every customer, each and every client your number one priority. And that is our goal when we set ourselves up to providing great customer service. That's your business tip of the week. Once again, can be heard daily on the morning show, 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The Answer. You could always download podcasts, which has many more tips on my website at shalomkline.com. Once again, shalomkline.com. While you're there, you can follow me on Twitter. What a great lineup of guests this week. You could download those podcasts, shalomkline.com. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Now, let's have a successful week, everyone. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday, 6 p.m., right here.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,